From the WANM Newsroom, welcome to Mind Your Business, a podcast dedicated to the stories and the people behind small businesses that make up Tallahassee, Florida. I'm Jalen Scott. Nestled in the corner of the Art Haven Railroad Square is an art shop called Obsessions Gifts.
We had named it Obsessions because persons that are on the autism spectrum have restricted interests or obsessions. And so that's one of them. And with that, we'd like to turn their obsessions or restricted interests into something more productive. The other reason is because everybody has an obsession, whether we like to admit it or not, but everybody has an obsession.
Not dissimilar to every other store in the area, it has a story. The shop's author's name is Betty Proctor. The small mother and daughter shop hosts an array of activities that range from selling of art to making your own. However, this episode is not just about the art, but how Obsessions came to be and the effect that it has on the Tallahassee community. Proctor had one thing in mind when starting this business in 2017, her daughter.
My daughter's on the autism spectrum. She was going to high school and she was having a lot of panic attacks and I would have to leave my job. So at that time, I was working for FSU Autism Institute. So it was very hard to maintain employment and also make sure that my daughter was okay. So I quit my job. That's just what I did.
As a way of spending time together and engaging in their love of art, Proctor and her daughter began making and selling jewelry in the Frenchtown marketplace. As another testament to how family-oriented this shop's origins were, jewelry, specifically copper jewelry, were some of Proctor's earliest products being sold. This is due in part to her father.
Yeah, I love copper jewelry, and it's because of my dad. He always said that copper jewelry helps with arthritis, and so I really started doing copper because of him.
Proctor's family was no stranger to the Tallahassee area, so naturally, their business would bring them to Railroad Square, the heart of the art district in Tallahassee.
In the last couple of years, people have been moving in and out, which, you know, as businesses, that's what sometimes you do, but it's a community.
This community aspect would prove to be very beneficial in the early years of Obsessions. At the time, only selling jewelry, Proctor began selling t-shirts and engravings as popularity in the store increased. However, their love for art was a catalyst for the business that we know today.
Art is something that we love. And we started doing it because it was just really relaxing. And honestly, my sister got me into art because she's an artist. And so we just love art. That's how we got into it.
Vibrant shelves, diverse colors, and lighting add to the homey atmosphere of the shop. Much of the art for sale is displayed on the walls of the shop, accompanied by murals, delicious-smelling soy candles made by a Florida A&M alum, and pieces created by past customers. Not only is it encouraged that you buy these beautiful pieces of self-expression, but you take part in the activities of the store as well. These workshops include the popular spin art, splatter art, and acrylic pour. The shop welcomes appointments and walk-ins. Proctor explains that this love for art and community started at a young age. It always started with family.
My mom, she's not an artist. She stayed at home. She's a homemaker. And I love that about her. She sacrificed it to be a homemaker in order to raise us. So that was beautiful. But she herself was an artist. She would always crochet. So she taught us how to crochet. She taught us how to knit. My sister, she got into art. And so she was always drawing. We were always doing something with our hands because that's what my dad preached to us. You have to do things with your hands. And that's one of the things that I preach or either emphasize with people is doing things with your hands because nobody can take that away from you.
Proctor's parents were a big part of her upbringing. As a military child, she was able to garner several experiences in different places from Germany to Oklahoma and eventually the Tallahassee area.
My family is tight-knit, and so my grandfather, he gave each one of his children a parcel of land. And so we moved here and we built a house and that brought us back to, my dad retired from the military And then we came here. Yeah.
Family is everything this shop stands for and her past upbringings have impressed upon the activities tremendously.
That is something that carries on with me through the spin and splatter because we have community paint. And everybody will take from the same paint. It's just like a Sunday dinner where, you know, everybody brings something to it. You bring your talent, you bring your creativity, and you take the paint and you're throwing it, mm-hmm. which brings about communication, you know? Just like when you're eating, it's like people are talking about, ooh, isn't that some good chicken, or isn't that some good, you know, whatever? Just like this. You know, when you're throwing it on the paint, then somebody looks at it and goes, oh, wow, I like how you did that, you know? So it brings about communication.
Speaking more to the larger Tallahassee community, Obsessions is set in between two major universities, Florida State University and Florida A&M University. Though Obsessions attracts many people from different backgrounds, races, and ages, the focus is currently to cater to the college clientele.
One of the things that I looked at was when freshmen come in, you know, they may not come in with a lot of friends.
Yeah, and you probably need familiarity with the area as well.
Right. And so giving them a comfortable place where they can come in and they can just vibe. Also, with the other students, the upper class students, then they can come in too and they can vibe with each other. But also, I really want to see the colleges or universities come together because there's a separation between FAMU and FSU, and I'd like to see that separation gap, you know, close. Because we're all working for the same thing. I understand the history between FSU and FAMU, and I'm not saying discard that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you have to learn from history, but also we are the people. And as a people, we need to stick together.
Though only a mile and a half apart, there isn't a lot of crossover between the two universities. Proctor would like the shop to be a crossroads where the two student bodies can meet and create one Tallahassee.
There has been a lot of separation over the years of little things and big things, but when we all break it down, we are people and there's so much going on. We need to really help each other out, no matter where you're from. You know, we need to help each other out.
Aside from the shop being a physical olive branch for students, Obsessions also uses their proceeds to fund a nonprofit called MPOC, Motivating People Through Arts and Crafts.
We started with doing art workshops with females that are on the autism spectrum or either have communication disorders. That was 2018 that we started that through Obsessions. And then 2020, we started doing all males and females. And also, we started doing all abilities. And, you know, not just persons on the autism spectrum. We have persons with intellectual disorders. We have persons with Down syndrome. We have a gamut of people that have come through our doors. And so we wanted to make it that way because, you know, it doesn't just stop there at autism.
Starting with ages 14 through 21 at first, a slew of older, talented artists showed up with interest in the foundation as well, making the age for participation 14 and up. The mission statement for MPOC is enhancing social connections and career aspirations with everyone, primarily assisting persons with autism, neurodivergency, and disabilities. Another skill Proctor hopes people access through a nonprofit is business and entrepreneurship skills.
Now, you can be an artist that's doing artwork, or you can develop products that are outside of painting and things like that. So we can help people start businesses. We can also help persons to learn how to do certain things. Like if they want to learn how to do a t-shirt, we know how to do t-shirts. If they want to learn how to do engraving and things like that, those are things that we can do and we can teach. So we want to be able to provide a learning environment where people can gain knowledge so that they can be able to become financially stable, or either so that they can develop their social skills.
At the time of the interview, there was a young man by the name of Malachi who was working on the previously mentioned murals. Proctor says that he is proof of the positive impact that MPOC has had in the local community.
He would come to the workshops, to our workshops that we have. And our workshops, they have experiences, hands-on experiences with different art mediums. And so he came to the workshops, I think, for a year and a half. So then it was like, okay, well, Malachi, what do you want to do? And so Malachi said that he wanted to be an art consultant. And so I was like, okay, well, let's help you through this. And then one day we were looking at the walls in the class and going, boy, these walls are empty. We need murals on the walls. And Malachi was like, okay, I could do a mural. And so that's why he's doing a mural. But he's doing it for also that he can further his career, because people come in, they see it. He has his tag on there, his Instagram tag. People ask about it, and it's like, you know, it's advertising for him. Also, we had a class. He can teach a class. We're trying to get him to do more with what he has, because he has a true talent. And so it's like, okay, let's have you teach a class. And the class, we didn't have very many participants, but we're not stopping there, because we need to get out there and advertise more and let them know, hey, this is a great artist. You know, you can learn from him.
Proctor explains Malachi came in with a talent, one that cannot be taught. Obsessions and MPOC just gave him a place to put it on display. With so many beautiful pieces in the store, it is hard to choose one to focus on. However, Proctor explains that her most meaningful ones were the ones created by her daughter and the community.
One of my favorite pieces are the bar stools. And I love the bar stools because they're, to me, they're beautiful, but also because they were created by my daughter and I. And so it was a collaborative effort. The other piece that I love in this shop, there are three. The other piece I love in this shop is the painting, that green painting over there, yeah. Because that was made by my daughter. She does acrylic pours beautifully, and it just speaks about her talent. The other one that I like is the pieces up there, because they were made by the community. One First Friday, and we're going to continue to do this, but One First Friday, we took the canvases out there, and we had people be able to throw paint onto the canvas, and it turned out to be beautiful, just beautiful pieces of art. So it's beautiful to me because so many people made those. You know, they put their effort into it, and it was collaborative.
During this episode's creation, Tallahassee was struck with three separate tornadoes in the early morning of May 10th. The wind maxed out at a whopping speed of 115 miles per hour. These wind speeds were enough to displace trees, cars, and roofs off of buildings. Most of Tallahassee was affected devastatingly, with some places losing power, businesses, or homes in totality. While several of the businesses in Railroad Square were severely impacted by the storm, Obsessions is one of the lucky ones.
We are adjusting to the aftermath of the tornado and cleaning up. We did have the roof come apart a little bit, and therefore water and debris came into our shop. Some of our canvases got wet, and it also knocked one canvas off of the nails. We are still cleaning up, and we want to make sure that it's safe in our shop. And so we're just happy that we were not here and that others were not here when the tornado struck.
Proctor says Obsessions should be cleaned up and repaired and fully back to functioning business soon via daily updates on the store's social media.
We want to continue college night. We're unsure if there will be enough participation in the summer. However, if there will be, we will continue college night during the summer and into the fall and beyond.
For more information on how you can patronize this business or support its work, you can visit Obsessions social media at Obsessions Gifts or their website at obsessionsgifts.com. MPAC has MPAC.OBS on social media and MPACOBS.com online. You can also call 850-792-2737. That's it for today's episode. Thank you to Betty Proctor for sharing her story. Thank you for listening. On behalf of WANM FM 90.5 The Flavor, we hope you enjoy learning about this wonderful Black-owned business. As always, keep it tuned in, keep it fresh, and remember, mind your business. Mind Your Business is a product of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.